Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office. Back with Ethan in just a moment.
I have with me Cody Jorgensen, Jorgensen Land and Cattle. We are excited, Cody. It's the 50th anniversary production sale. It's a big day on April 11th, isn't it?
It is, Scott. I appreciate it. We're excited about having the 50th anniversary sale.
So what can you tell us about this year's sale?
It's a really unique set of bulls that we have to offer. There's five different multi-generational sire lines, starting out with the Eldorados, and then we've got the Ritos, of course, the Travelers, and the Emulations.
Consistency is kind of the word, isn't it?
It is. That's true. Consistency, and that's what we're trying to do. You know, these cattle are extremely line bred. We're really trying to get consistent calves on our customers' ranches.
Folks, it's coming up on Monday, April 11th. It's just about here. It's at the farm and ideal. There's 175 registered Angus bulls. You can call them at 1-800-548-BULL or go to JorgensenFarms.com. That's 1 o'clock on Monday, April 11th.
Still waiting on the Department of Justice within the Biden administration to come up with some answers as to their investigation against the major beef packers. Ethan Lane with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says waiting for any sort of word from DOJ, a hard thing to do.
We don't seem to be, but you know, that doesn't mean that I couldn't be proven wrong this afternoon. You know, and I think that's been the frustrating thing about this is we asked for an investigation in the spring of 2020. So did everybody else in the cattle industry. You know, we've heard very little since other than we know they've been investigating and they've been talking to producers and talking to market participants. But, you know, the DOJ doesn't speak in press releases like a lot of us do, right? They don't come out and say, we haven't found anything yet, we'll keep you posted. If they say something, it's usually through an indictment, which they have not done in this case yet. Now, we've seen them make indictments on the poultry side. And obviously, we've seen some of these settlements and things like that. So, you know, for most of us looking at this, it sure seems like there's something worth them investigating, but it would be really helpful for them to actually let us know what's going on. I think cattle producers around the country need and deserve to know what they have found during this investigation, good, bad, or otherwise. And it's going to be difficult for us as an industry to move on until we get that feedback.
The latest version of the Charles Grassley, Deb Fisher government mandate bill, if you want to call it that, is out. Yep. I mean, they've got the other pieces of the puzzle that you want, that you like, but yet the government mandate is still there.
The mandate is not just still there. It seems to keep getting progressively weirder in every version of this bill. And I don't know how else to describe it other than that. And this most recent version creates a seven-region structure across the country that USDA has to just go figure out. So we're going to entrust USDA to carve the entire country up into regions and assess regional minimums for every cattle producer in the country that's selling fat cattle. And that is really a massive departure from the different versions we've seen here. And, you know, really is being received, I think, pretty poorly in the country by a lot of producers who have kind of looked up in the last 24 hours and said, wait a minute, what do I have to do with this, right? With my fat cattle trade in California or, you know, other parts of the country, this new system wouldn't mirror the current five area. It would be sort of a new second layer of regional reporting and a penalty structure to go along with that. So they seem to be really scrambling to figure out something that works. And you know, they still haven't really answered that question of how to make this work constitutionally, because a mandate like this starts to feel a lot like the individual mandate in Obamacare that we all fought so hard against back 10 years ago.
And of course, in the case of the mandate, both NCBA, but also American Farm Bureau, you've already spoken that you want to stay away from that.
We do, and then that's a product of our grassroots policy processes. You know, our members, our member affiliate organizations around the country have fairly decisively made it clear in our policy process that they're not interested in a mandate. You know, the vote in our live cattle marketing committee in Houston was 147-41 opposed to a mandate. That's a pretty clear indication of where our producers' heads are at. That, you know, that doesn't stop a vocal, you know, small group in the industry who has a different business model from advocating, nor should it. They need to have their perspective as well. But there's got to be some respect and I think longer view of the fact that a lot of different producers have different business models in this country. And the folks that are advocating for this mandate in places like Nebraska and Iowa can't insist that the entire country adopt their business model any more than the rest of the country can insist that they in Nebraska and Iowa adopt their business model. So, that's going to continue to be kind of where we are on this. That's the direction we're getting out from our producers. And I think Farm Bureau is kind of having a lot of the same challenges over in their office.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Ranchers, opportunities in the beef cattle industry will be the focus at the 2022 Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas on Tuesday and Wednesday, April 26th and 27th. Register now for this very important event. Hear President Trump's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, plus 10 other presentations. Seating is limited. Call 806-323-9114 or go to the website. Presented by the Hemphill County AgriLife Extension.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.